around in the early 80s with Maguire and Watson studies that really looked at breast care nurses being introduced in a very supportive role. Those initial studies looked at introducing a specialist nurse to give counselling to patients, and actually in the initial studies we found that the nurse could recognise that the patients had anxiety or depression but didn't actually make any impact on that outcome for the patient. Later studies showed, in the sort of the later studies, the Watson study in 1988 went on to show that actually nurses could not only recognise anxiety and depression, but seeing patients and supporting them over a period of 3 months after their mastectomy, because most patients were having a mastectomy at the time, you saw a different outcome in patients. They adjusted to their surgery better, they got back to work quicker, and it always makes me laugh. Actually, a lot of these studies were underpinned by the work and pensions departments. It was about getting people back to work and not necessarily about how they were. It was about getting people back to work quickly, getting them well. There was a big difference in the group that had seen the nurses in the early stages. But at a year, actually, there wasn't much difference. People seemed to kind of sort it out for themselves.